I think there's really sound this time.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. So I'm going to bring you guys right up to speed. This podcast has been going on for 10 minutes now, and none of you will ever hear it because we were taping the intro for the episode today, and Bree paused us saying there was some major sound problems. Like, for some reason, I hear my mic well, but your mic's not coming over. So she stopped us. She started looking around, pushing buttons on the mixer, trying to pretend like she knew what the fudge she was doing, but she didn't. And then I just looked down. I might have even had an itch on the lower ankle region. And I looked down and lo and behold, my microphone wasn't plugged in. So we were able to crack that code, luckily. And now we are functioning.
I was about to get fired.
We were functioning at a high, high level.
Still fired for the 50th time this week.
Yeah, you get hired and fired more than anybody I know. But you fire me a lot, too.
Yep.
We've got a good show for you today. We have a returning guest, one of my good friends, who yet another comedian joining the podcast, Mike Young. Last we saw Mike on this podcast, he came on and we talked pick up basketball and my men's league. Mike has been a proud member of the men's league basketball game for 4 or 5 years. And here's the thing with this podcast. We talk a lot about fitness and about health and about getting in shape, staying in shape. I just wanted to put the disclaimer out there. Number one, I don't know shit, and neither does Mike. So everything we're talking about are our own weird things that we do or attempt to do that we think keeps us in decent shape, although we are probably just lying to ourselves. So take everything that you hear with a grain of salt. Don't follow all of it because some of it's really, really stupid. But yeah, I mean, like a lot of our conversations are how to stay in shape and like, yo, I tried this and I had an amazing amount of energy. And it's basically all for us feeling good on the basketball court. And for Mike to get girls because he's single Mike. So that's it. Just wanted a little disclaimer for you guys. Enjoy the episode. Enjoy the fitness talk. And listen to some of Mike's fitness tips. He has the most ridiculous, stupid fitness tips in the world that I think he reads something in the magazine and then multiplies it with something that he makes up. And that is like he'll call me and say, yo, you got to try this. You got to put garlic clove in your shoe. Minimizes ankle swelling. Like, that's a Mike Young fit tip that you're going to hear in the episode, probably. It's a good one, and Mike is back in L.A., and just another update for everyone who participated in the trivia competition. Dominic Lombardozzi, the Dommer, who had the hardest question in trivia about throwing lemons, is now back in town in L.A., and we're going to get him on this podcast very, very soon. And then also coming up on the show, not this week, but very soon, maybe New York Giants' Rashad Jennings is going to be joining the show, running back on my favorite team. Hopefully we can lock him down. And also, I'm going to share a story with you guys on this podcast, not today, and maybe the next couple episodes, that is guaranteed to entertain. And it's uplifting, it's inspiring, and it's just flat out freaking cool. I told it to you. I couldn't believe I didn't tell you the story.
I know. I feel like you have to give more of a teaser than that.
You want though. The teaser?
Yeah.
Here's the teaser. It has to do with me and Jennifer Love Hewitt. And it's not romance. Okay? Pre-entourage. She is a very, very cool girl who did something very, very cool for me. And
it's
I will explain.
Cool story.
I will explain next week. Or maybe the next 2 weeks, whenever we fit it in. All right, that's it. Breezy, anything else? No sponsors today, right?
No, we're broke.
Did we send all our winners from trivia? Did they receive their gifts or are they in the mail? Are they en route?
One of our winners was from California, so I think he got his today.
Lucky bastard.
The other two winners were going across these states.
Did you send my mom her entourage pillow?
I didn't.
You forgot. You went to the boat. You did all.
No, I didn't.
You know what, Brie? You're fired.
I didn't send it because she said she might be coming out here soon. So I wanted to.
Oh, so we're going to get Mama in studio. Look for that episode too, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get ready? Should we roll? Oh, here's what inspired this whole episode with Mike Young, who I knew came back into town. He made his debut back at Men's League. So just know this is the kind of message. I don't speak to Mike for like 3 weeks. Voicemail. I don't speak to Mike for 3 weeks. You know, we were in Italy. He was in Detroit, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, he basically welcomes me back with this message and then play the episode right after the message. Ready? Here's a little message from our good buddy and your good buddy, Mike Young.
And he almost
What up, Dal? Mike Young in town for at least a week and a half. Just, nothing exciting. I was on the lake, back, ready for ball, in super condition right now. I'm swimming in the lake, mile swims, full body. You'll feel it.
He did all his training in the lake. Hear more about it right now. Bree, roll it.
Bit for business. When's Bit for Business coming out?
You think that's a good title?
The greatest I've ever seen in my whole brain. No, I mean my whole life.
Hi, it's Dan Patrick. It's time for another edition of Bad for Business Podcast with my buddy, Jerry Farrar.
Are we rolling?
Woke up this.
Stop trying to get me to sing on the podcast.
Are we rolling? Woke up this morning.
Are we rolling?
Smiled at the rising sun. I know Jerry can sing secretly.
See, we're rolling, Mike. Good. And hopefully, if everyone doesn't recognize that voice on the Bad for Business Podcast, this is now, what, three-time guest? Two-time?
Two-time.
You know what it is, Mike? Mike Young, everybody. We split your first episode into two parts.
It was rated so highly, we had to cut it in two.
We did a Mike Young after show like they do with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. We did an after show.
I was here for a long time. I popped a Claret and D and stayed for 2.5 hours.
Now, I do have to warn the audience out there. If it sounds a little different, if you hear a little, like a little wind, if you hear some cars, we're outside right now because we've moved studios and Mike is deathly allergic to cats.
So what does Jerry do? He goes and gets 4 cats. Nobody can podcast on the inside anymore.
You know who else was going to come by too? Dom Lombardozzi was going to come by. And I said, Dom, you allergic to cats? He's like, yeah, bro. I'm like deathly allergic to cats.
Yeah.
So now two of my really good friends can't even come over the crib.
It's unbelievable. We got to stay outside, me and Dom.
But by the way, outside's nice. It's nice
out
here.
I love outside. It's beautiful here.
So we want to tell the audience, if you hear some wind, if you hear some odd cars, or if, like, I don't know, if you hear birds chirping, because I hear a bird, I think.
Yeah, we're in nature.
We're just outside.
Every night.
Yeah.
We have a nighttime bird, by the way.
I'm looking at white roses. There's a pool behind me. It's like we're at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Are those white roses?
I don't know. I just made that up.
I think those are weeds,
yeah, no,
bro.
They're roses.
We have a rose garden.
Rose
bushes. Jerry hasn't been in his pool. We'll talk about that later.
I've not been in the pool one time, but there's reasons for that. All right, Mike, I wanted to have you on.
Because the chlorine levels weren't right.
It works against your creatine.
Wait. You guys are not going to fucking jump me on this show right now.
Absolutely not.
In the pool every week with chlorine sticks.
That is a bean. I checked it once.
By the way, you look great.
You know what? I feel great.
You look strong and solid.
Which brings me to the reason why I wanted to have you here, all right? This is going to be the first ever Bad for Business fitness episode. This is a fit cast.
I'm fit.
Now, the disclaimer for the audience out there, do not take any of this as like medical advice. And this is not coming from a trainer. Mike has no background in anything he's about to say.
No degree in anything.
No degree in anything. I have no degree in anything. But a lot of my time is spent with my friends sitting around talking about how to get in better shape all the time.
And I think some of my thoughts and tips have been proven just on a street level.
We're going to discuss the Mike Young fit tips because you have a couple of good ones. So later on in the episode, we're going to go down the list of some of your fit tips. But this whole episode started in my head because we played basketball last night.
Yep.
And I got a message from you earlier that day when we played. Do you remember what the message was?
What was it? That I'm feeling extremely light, 9 pounds down, and I'm moving quickly?
I almost want to play it. I got to look and see if it, you basically talk about how you've been, yo, Jarrett's Mike, I'm be at ball tonight. I'm 9 pounds down. I've been swimming in the lake every day, squats, burpees.
I'm doing it all.
Are you doing those in the lake?
Well, no. No, but I do a lot of heavy boxing in the lake. I'll go in 6 feet of water. I'll throw 500 punches. I do resistance training, Jer.
Now, you, to me, I know you now over a decade.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You've always been in shape. Now, the definition of in shape in L.A. has a whole other meaning, and I want everyone else listening to know. L.A. has this whole fucked up idea of like what in shape really means and health really means. So anything we say, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But why did you go to the lake and just you forge this elite fitness training regimen? What happened?
I mean, look, my most recent delving into fitness and hard training recently came from, I was at a wedding a month ago with some old friends who've known me for 20 some years. And I was, you know, I don't trim my chest. I'm a grown man. It looks like there's a bear loose in Hawaii.
I don't trim my chest either, bro.
I trim nothing.
Chest hair is the new abs.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? You'll get lost in my chest. There's like a whole thing going on. You find old bars of soap from hotels. It's a real deal.
So my numbers from the 90s in there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's that girl's number.
Yeah, there's a lottery ticket. You can find it all on my chest hair. But I'm at the pool in Maui, and my boy John, who I've known since college, is like, you look the worst I've seen you. And I'm feeling good. I'm still working. I'm doing whatever. He's like, you are always in shape. You look
like out of put a name on it. Like,
he's like, you've been eating late night a lot. And oddly enough, I was on a tear.
John, you are correct.
Listen, the truth is, I've been back sipping tequila, and I added in pizza late night after comedy. So I wasn't having regular dinner. So I was like skipping dinner, and then like at midnight, I was going two slices of Vito's.
Now, do you think that, what would you say you've gained before you took it off?
Yeah, I'd say I was up 9 to 11 pounds.
Which
I didn't feel much of because I was doing a lot of lifting. So I just thought I was getting stronger. I didn't realize I was just getting fat.
How tall are you? 6'2"?
6'2".
6'2". So that, all right, look, 9 pounds on you is not going to look like 9 pounds on me. And 9 pounds is not a lot of weight for anyone to gain. But
it was going in weird places.
That's what I mean. Like, what was it? Was it the fact that you're
belly,
a boy? Because guys don't really get, like, how many dudes don't really ever say that to each other. Like, you'll break your buddy's balls and be like, yo, you fat fuck. That's, like, a different thing than saying, like, yo, like, what are you? Sound like you tried to break down some real shit to you.
I mean, when I really start to look at it, I see that my boy was, like, on some healthy, clean.
Yeah, that's what I said. What does he look like?
So he's kind of been jealous for 20 years anyway. But I definitely was gaining some weight around there was a tire being developed.
I know the tire. I have the spare tire.
And I could still do everything in hoops. But I wasn't as fleet footed. I was feeling heavy under the boards. When he said that to me, basically, I went right to the gym. I started wind sprinting. I quit eating late night. And in 3 weeks, I dropped 9 pounds. And I'm back on my Mike Men's League regimen.
You were always a late night eater. Anytime we would like, and Bree, this predates us a little bit, so don't get mad. But anytime we would go out drinking or whatever, I would be the first one to go home. And I'd always get a call from you either late night or the next day.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, I just went home and made a cheese quesadilla.
Yo,
like, you always tell me what you went home and made.
In the last 2 years, I've probably had 600 quesadillas.
Is that your move?
After 11, because it's simple. You know what I mean? You just lighten up a little mozzarella cheese.
But do you always have tortillas around?
I make sure I do.
You always have tortillas in the house?
Yes, it coats the stomach.
So what do you do? Like olive oil on the pan?
No,
what do you do?
I'm not Italian.
Toaster oven? What do you do?
I'm a hungry Jew. I go pan, tortilla, no oil.
Butter? Nothing?
Throw a little mozzarella. No, nothing. A little mozzarella. If I have a little pizza sauce, I'll do a couple dabs, dab, dab,
You do
dab.
A pizza quesadilla?
No problem. It's like my own little pizza. And sometimes I'll throw another tortilla. I'll go double tortilla and make a real pizza, like a Mexican pizza from Taco Bell. But it'll be my own style and a little healthier. Or I'll just go single tortilla, melted cheese, flip it. You know what I mean? Now I got a half moon tortilla.
Bree, that was always
That'll be
Mike's move wherever we were, bar, club, restaurant, whatever. It's like, yo, I'll just go home and make this. Like, I'll just go home and make a cheese quesadilla. I'll be fine. No, go home, Jared. I'm going to go home, too. I'm going to go home and make some turkey meatloaf.
No, it's a bad habit that I've developed. I got it from my grandpa. My grandfather owned bars in Detroit, so he lived a late night
eating.
So growing up, my grandpa would take me and my cousins out to eat late. He'd like come scoop us up at like 11:30. We're kids. He's taking us to like a nice Greek restaurant. We're having a 5-course meal at midnight. It's a habit, but it's also like my peace of mind. I like to go eat late night, even if it's alone. Even if I'm making it at home, I like that moment of like, I'm slow eating my quesadilla. I'm watching ESPN. I'm going over my notes for comedy. It's my time.
I'm the same way. I need to have a little something before I go to sleep.
A little something.
And, you know,
look, I lost a bunch of weight, and again, we're taking the L.A. out of this. This is just two dudes and a chick talking, so we're not trying to do, like, L.A., where it's like if you gain 1 pound, it's like, oh, I got to go on a cleanse.
No, this program doesn't work in L.A. Our program,
it works
in Minnesota.
We're talking some blue-collar, Midwest, East Coast, lifting cinder blocks like Eastwood.
Construction strength.
I do believe, and ladies, you'd be surprised, dudes talk about weight in their bodies way more than you probably think, number one.
Yeah.
I do believe that all people, for the most part, but men particularly, whereas different than women, I feel like women tell their body by their clothes. I feel like men actually
talk
step on the scale first. Like, I feel like there's three weights that every guy has. There's like your idea, whether it was like, oh, when I was 25 years old or whatever, you were training a best shape of your life fighting weight.
Yeah, I know that weight.
Then there's like the weight where like you're not in great shape, you're a little doughy, but you're 2 to 3 weeks away.
Yeah,
2 to 3 weeks away, you could be right back to tip top.
Yeah, you're walking around feeling oddly strong yet chubby.
Yeah, you're like, you know, you don't look great, but you're like, you give me 2 weeks, I could, I'm back. And then there's that third, which is like the how the fuck did I let it get.
Where did
this.
It take a turn?
So when your boy called you out, you were probably at that
second,
cruising weight,
tier
right?
Two.
Second tier.
Tier two.
So you've never hit tier three.
No. Well, one time in my life, in college,
bullshit.
I went through another late night eating habit. It was college, and I was just tearing it up, and I was lifting weights at the same time, and I wasn't really like conscious of what
you're
I was
doing. Like the fat weightlifting diet, where like you're just trying to get your chest bigger than your stomach.
Yeah, just going to the weight room every day, creatine, whatever was coming in my mouth, I eat and put in. I didn't care. I didn't even think about it. And I got on the scale one time, and my whole life, you know, I boxed as a kid. I was 178.
That's what I mean. You're a rather fit guy. You're always in good shape.
Yeah,
I've never
no
seen
fat
you at the third
me.
Tier.
Yeah, I hit a third tier. I got on the scale 211.
Is that your all time high?
That's all time high.
Like
my life changed after that. I never saw 211
even
again.
With the 9 pounds that your boy called you out on in
Maui,
you weren't 211.
No, hell no. I was probably 202 a month ago.
So
like
211 for you is like, I need to do something because I'm not feeling
like
right.
Like, obviously, I haven't looked in the mirror in 6 months. Like, I don't even know what I look like.
Now
211 freaked me out.
I feel like the audience will be accepting of this episode because, like, I am not talking to you as, like, some kid who could eat whatever he wants whenever he wants. Like, I know how you get to tier three.
Yeah.
And when you think about the amount of years it takes, it's a long time. But when you're in it, when you're in that moment, you don't know how long. Like, it flies by. Three years?
Yeah, time flies when you're getting fat.
Do you know how much weight you could put on in 3 years?
I mean, you tell me. You did it.
40? But now I'm not talking about like the, oh, I had a bad summer and I gained 30 pounds of water and booze. I'm talking about fat.
Just
like
slow
the stuff that doesn't come off. Like
subcutaneous fat.
Yes. Yeah. There
it's
it is.
Under the skin.
Dr. Mike, is that what that's called?
Subcutaneous. I happen to know that.
Is what? That's just real
fat. When you look at your back and you're like, why
it's not
do I,
water.
You're like, why does my shit look wrinkled? Like
right.
I got like
why
like
do I look
a
like a pear?
Wrinkle. Yeah, there's like wrinkles and dents in my skin. That's subcutaneous fat. That's under the fat. That's under.
See that, Brie? Guys talk like this.
Yeah.
We don't sit around and say like, oh, I was wearing, but they talk about how do I get rid of my subcutaneous fat?
But you know me, I've always been body sensitive anyway. I've been a hypochondriac. I've been a
hyperallergenic.
I gotta like, I gotta make sure I got shit like pocket. You know, I gotta have my allergy shit in my pocket when I go out. I'm a sensitive dude when it comes to that. That's why I know, like, that's why when I gave you the tip on the raw honey tip, I knew because I experiment on my own body.
Spoiler alert, that is one of Mike's fit tips, which you're going to get to. But first, am I talking too close? Sorry. Is this story true or is this an urban legend? Was there something at Goal one time involving a cat?
Yeah.
That's a real story?
Yeah.
Tell the story. What happened?
Goal, our sports bar
super
where we
hang
out.
Super allergic to cats.
Some girl comes in with a fluffy ass white cat.
So where are you? Like,
I'm
how do you know this? You're
down.
At the bar.
I look. I said, "Does this girl have a cat in her
you
arms?"
You saw visual
at
evidence
the bar?
Of the cat.
So I called Brendan, the manager, over. I was like, "What are you doing, bro? You got to get her out of here. People are allergic to cats." He's like, "It's a help cat or whatever you call it. It's a
service cat.
It's a service cat.
It's a help cat."
I was like,
"They make.
Yeah.
They make."
She said it's an emotional service cat. This cat travels with her because it's emotionally stabilizing her.
And did she have it in a bag or on
no.
the lap or
she
on the
she had it
bar?
On her lap, and that cat didn't have any vest on, nothing.
Leash?
Yeah, there was a leash. She had a leash. But I was
now,
like,
did
I don't
you
care.
Start swelling up and like sneezing?
I started like getting my throat was closing up a little bit at the bar. So were a couple other people. So the manager's like, she's a regular customer. She spends tons of money in here. I'm like, you know how I talk. I'm like, I'm part owner. Which I own no part of it.
I have
part owner.
0.000%
Yeah, there's
this
Young
place.
Fridays was named after me. This is my bar. You can't bring a cat into my bar. You know what I mean? And so they went through this whole thing, and, you know, DeRosa got involved, and he got upset, and everybody's trying to get this girl out. And she was a regular customer, but eventually we got her out. Are those neighbors?
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like,
I love this. You're
going
to have to deal with the elements tonight.
Open air podcast. We had a plane go by a minute ago, and now our neighbors are apparently... It's like our camping episode. Yeah.
This is Camping with Mike.
We might have
backyard
to do that.
Camping.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going
to
keep...
We're going to have to do a bonfire one. We're going to pass around the mic around the bonfire and tell scary stories.
I love that. I can't
Nerd
take a scary
alert.
Story.
I'm tell scary stories. I'm keeping a Ziploc bag filled with a mixture of Luke and Lily's hair. If you ever fuck with me, bro, I will just drop that bag.
I'll die. I could literally die from that.
That'll put you in
Yo,
the hospital.
Yo, by the way, it sucks being allergic to cats because now everyone's getting cats. I'm trying
cats
to figure out a way to...
Cats are the new dogs?
Yeah, but that's terrible.
Why? Why are you
against
it?
Are you talking to your cat? Are you cuddling with your cat? Are you hanging with your cat? I mean, is your cat going to help you in trouble? Your cat just likes to eat.
All right, but if you had a small dog, is that dog? Maybe. Maybe. Look,
they got to figure out something in this allergy world. I've always been allergic to cats.
I feel like there's something
I'm bummed that
take.
I am. I'd love to go inside and walk around the house and sit and watch football.
No more fight. That's something. You can never come over for football. You can never watch fights.
No, I'll pop a Claritin D and tough it
and
out
just
for
power
like a two
through
a, power through for like a
I
want to
do
thing.
A podcast with you and Dom in the house.
Yeah, trying to
trying
kill
to
your
survive
friends.
The hour. Then we call how to kill your friends in 35 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's time we do some fit tips, Mike. Now, every now and then, you and I will... Loud neighbors.
Have you talked to them before?
Neighbors. Never. We've actually never met our neighbors.
Gone over to meet our neighbors, and I keep telling him every weekend, we're gonna walk over, and it's like rude not to. It's rude not to introduce yourself to your neighbors. They're good to know.
That's some. You probably agree. That's some Midwest shit.
It's Midwest shit, but there's also like they could have come over here with a cake. Like they should have come over. You moved in. You moved in, they were there.
See, in Brooklyn, you don't go introduce yourself to your neighbors.
No, you hide.
You fucking say, mind your fucking business.
Yeah, you hide. Don't you grew up hiding from your neighbors.
Listen to me. Don't go. Yeah, that's some Midwest shit. You guys are like, oh, let's go hide. We just moved into the neighborhood.
Full neighbors.
Well, we out here. Are they shooting weapons?
I figured I heard a BB gun go off.
Shit, I'm going to hide under the table. All right. So, you always hit me with some fit tips.
Yes. And by the way, these are proven on my body. On me.
Now, they're not like scientifically proven.
Sometimes they end up being scientific. I'm like ahead of the curve on
you
this.
You love Men's Health magazine. You read a lot about this shit.
I
right?
fly with a Men's Health, a Men's Journal, and
so
a
if
men's
you were to
fitness.
Give our audience of male and female listeners, say, your top three fit tips, little small things you could do to stay in shape from Mike Young, what would they be? And we don't advise you to try this at home unless you think it's possible.
Well, first, this is like already a known thing. My quick sprint interval workouts, now I'm just on some quick 20-minute. All I do is 20 minutes. All you have to do is push yourself to where you think you're about to have a heart attack, and you're good.
So basically like suicides.
So you just do suicides. That's it.
So if you had like one exercise in the world to choose, that's what you would choose.
I go wind sprints. I do 10 wind sprints in 20 minutes, blow it out. You're absolutely exhausted, but it like lightens up your
10
frame.
10 in 20 minutes?
You think that's
how far are you running?
I sprint a minute. I chill for a minute. I don't know.
Okay. I thought you were going like a certain distance. I got you.
No, I go... Usually, I don't even like to, like, check time. There's people who are, like, time
right.
freaks. Like, I did a 5-minute,
7-minute
mile.
You just
go till
you can't breathe.
I go till I can't breathe. Then I walk. I get my breath in about 35 seconds.
Again.
I go again till I can't
breathe.
That's
a solid fact. That's not a full... I'm not going to say it's a full mic fit tip, because that's a pretty universal one, but you're getting warmed up.
Right. My real fit tip is take a tablespoon of raw honey before
raw
you do any
honey.
Of this.
This kid said this to me, Bree.
It's a boost. It lasts for hours. I'm not even kidding.
He showed up to the
you
court.
You saw me when I was on it.
Bouncing all over the place one day.
Local.
Raw local honey.
He came in, started throwing punches at me, like shadowing. Ah, tss, tss, tss,
like, ah,
ah. And I'm like, yo, what are you doing, bro? He's like, yo, straight up, raw honey, bitch. I was like, What are you calling me, honey? What are you saying? He's like, no. I had a fucking teaspoon or a tablespoon?
A teaspoon.
A teaspoon of raw, organic, raw, uncooked honey.
Just
what?
Straight out of the little cylinder. Just scoop it out, take a teaspoon, get your coffee, go to the gym. It starts to go through your system. What? I'm telling
and
you.
And also, you don't get the flu. It fights off all illnesses, right?
Fights off. I haven't had a cold in fucking 6 years. True story.
And you attribute it all to raw...
Raw honey,
uncooked honey.
A solid amount of tequila, and I don't want to say late night food because that didn't help me stay healthy. But I'm telling you, the raw honey
and
is
And what does
a
the raw
fact.
Honey do?
It just gets in your system. It opens Obviously. The lungs up. There's something in the honey. Listen, if people were... There you go. There
oh
you
my
go.
God.
If people were more body sensitive and they listened to their body, they would just know what to put in it.
So
you see me when I'm on coffee and honey.
We should all
and
buy
light.
Stock in raw honey because essentially
it's 100%
makes
going
the
up.
World go round.
Raw honey is the next big thing.
It has been
Quote.
The next big thing for a while.
Has it?
Yeah.
It's going to get bigger.
You just said raw honey opens up the lungs.
Yo, it opens up the lungs.
The three doctors we
better.
Have listening to this show are shaking their head.
Do Mike and I both spit beans?
No. You know, spitting a bean is something that Bree does religiously, which is like... What spitting a bean means is she'll read a fact somewhere in her life, whether it was a week ago or a year ago, and like a question will come up and she'll answer it confidently without any full knowledge if that's in fact the truth.
No.
That's
called
gift.
Spitting
I have like
the bean.
60% knowledge.
That's a gift.
Cameras, baby, yeah.
I like that. What is that, outside right now? We're watching what these kids are doing.
That's right, yeah.
Little
so,
rascals.
Like, for instance, it's like, you know, when World War, like the United States didn't enter World War II until D-Day, and Bree will like just spit some shit like, no, actually it's when they invaded, you know, the island of the Midway. And like she says it so confidently and you go, oh, wait, is that true? Yeah, no. I think so. So
that's a gift.
What Mike does is, I don't know if Mike spits beans, like I think he definitely read that somewhere or something close to it and then made it his own version. So he's not claiming like, oh, this is a medical fact. He's saying, I tried this and this is what works.
No, I think I saw it early on. I saw it in a little fitness magazine.
You got in low.
I saw it early. I went and bought the Manuga raw honey at the Whole Foods. I came home. I've always sipped the coffee.
Always
sipped the coffee. That also cracks open the lungs. That's a fact. Caffeine cracks the lungs open. Look it up. Google it if you have to. Yeah. And I came to basketball, and my whole game was changing for a time.
Well, you come to basketball with a coffee.
I come with a cup of coffee, and the honey's already in me.
And old basketball. What's it going to take to get you to buy new basketball sneakers?
Yo, the irony is I've got four pairs of new sneakers.
What are you playing
sneakers.
In? Barclays? What
Barclays
are those?
From like 01.
And like you play, whatever those are, those you played in those in 01.
Yeah.
Those aren't like the reissues you bought last year.
Yo, here's what happened. I got wide feet.
You do.
I got wide feet.
I can vouch.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I got wide feet. Not every shoe fits me.
Thick
footed. So I went and I got all the new, Air Force Ones. I've had the new whatever. Rick gave me some dope new shoes. He was getting sponsored for breakdancing. I have no idea what they were. Basketball shoes. I came, I played once in those. Brand new shoes.
No good.
Both sides of my pinky toe hurt. Done. I was done with those. Tried a new pair. Light, now my heel hurt. These old school Barclays have the greatest cushioning of all time. I'm just comfortable in them. I don't know what else to say. You know me. I don't care about looks. And I'm not a fashion guy.
No. You
I
want what works. Been. You want what
I'm
works.
I'm blue collar. If it feels good, I go with it. And it works. Granted, yes, they're old. They're almost to the point where like there's so many comments about my old shoes at the men's league.
It's pretty bad.
It's almost like I kind of need to figure something else out.
Well,
I can't take. It's a bad look almost. It's
I like, think Bill. Yeah, I believe it's Bill Burr. Had it. I don't know if it's a joke in his stand-up or if he said it in his podcast. I think it might be in his stand-up, and I'm about to butcher it, but I'm not even going to try to tell it. The gist of it is like, you know when a guy is like the one you should watch who might be fucking crazy? Look at the sneakers. If he's wearing some fucking 20-year-old tennis shoes, that's when you know it's like, yo, this guy might kill someone.
Yeah.
He might be really out. He might have fucking lost his mind.
That's where my sneakers are.
You're looking like a serial killer.
I'm looking serial-ish. It's coming to an end, the sneakers. They're going to be retired. I'm going to put them in a frame somewhere.
You're going to definitely hang them up in your apartment
100%
somewhere.
100%. My men's league sneakers, they're going to get hung up.
Now, men's league.
But yes, you're right. I got to get some new shoes. And I got to just keep trying shoes till I find the one that fits.
So, men's league.
I dress for comfort.
You were gone for a couple of weeks. You were away. We won't say where. But yeah. You were with the family, lake house situation. You were training like Rocky outdoors. Got your win. You feel fucking good. You come back. You laid me that message. You're like, yo, I'm back. I'm back. We're going to fucking ball. You come in.
Full body workout in the lake.
You come into the court. What are the first words out of your mouth? Do you remember? Last night. This is last night, everybody.
What'd I say? Lake life. Look at me.
Yes.
What'd I say?
You said lake life. Fitting to dominate. Something like that. Yo. Something with dominate. Watch what I do tonight. Watch.
It didn't exactly
I'm
turn out
I'm fucking
like that.
9 pounds lighter. Yo, I'm faster than you, Jay. I can run. Watch this.
Listen.
You felt
you
great
swim,
walking in.
Swimming is a full body workout. That's a fact. You swim, you feel stronger every level. I was swimming half a mile, 3/4 of a mile a day up at the lake. Literally, again in Lake Michigan, against the tide. Or,
is there a tide
the
in the lake?
Against
is there
the current
in the lake?
Oh yeah, there's a little riptide that'll pull you under on a rough day.
In the lake?
I've saved a life. I saved a life. That's another story.
What'd you?
My boy was drowning back in the day, 8 years
in
ago.
In the lake.
Lake Michigan. We were 300 yards offshore. He dove in. My boy was a hockey coach, thought he was in shape. He was out of shape. And
he wasn't have no raw honey in his
no
system
raw
at
honey.
All.
No. Was on weed and pizza. And tried to swim to the thing. And like 50 yards from shore, we see him wave his hand. And my other buddy who's on the boat is like, yo, Marty's in trouble.
He's drowning.
So I'm like, no, you're crazy. Marty's fine. He's a hockey coach. He's in shape. And I look. Marty gives me like a hand wave. All I hear is like, help me. I Superman it off the back of the
How
boat.
How old are you?
I'm 30-something at the time. You know what I mean? I'm old. But I'm in shape. I'm in swimming shape. Literally, I've been swimming every day. I take off, no lifeguard, no flotation device. And I tried to pull the anchor up, but I knew if I did it, he'd literally be dead in 4 minutes. And I jumped off the back of the boat. I got to my boy, who was like 100-some yards from the boat. I get to him. He's blue in the face.
Oh, my
blue
God.
Blue in the lips.
Is this a true fucking story?
100% true. And I go for the old school cross carry because I had my, like, you know, in high school.
You,
you
were
thing.
A light. You had your, a you were certified lifeguard. 100%. You're like fucking Forrest Gump. You
yeah,
know that?
I'm certified.
You've done everything.
I've done it all.
You're Forrest Gump, bro.
I go for the cross carry. His ass is too fat to carry to shore. So I know the next only move is to push him. So I have to, and I'm going, and I'm saying to him at the time, I'm like, you're
pushing
ass.
Him above to breathe. Just
literally,
basically
I'm going under. Now I got to push him. I pushed his ass to shore.
To shore. 300 yards off.
No, he was only 50 from shore.
Oh, okay.
He was 50 from shore. I pushed him to shore, got him to 5 feet of water where he could stand. He was almost done.
Okay.
I saved his life. He thanks me every
now,
day. It's getting annoying.
That's a good point because before you just went and took off these 9 pounds and did your lake workout, could you have done that?
No, hell no.
I mean, you got to factor in adrenaline if someone, God forbid, like that's in trouble. So adrenaline's going to do a lot for you. But were you in the physical shape?
The crazy shit is adrenaline, yes. But also, you learn when you get your lifeguard thing that when you get next to near a drowning person,
they could kill you.
They could choke you and take you down. So you got to, like, approach them calmly.
First bad for business chopper. That's chopper bitch looking for biker bitch right now.
Yeah.
There's drugs in the area, folks. We got them.
Full chopper with a spotlight looking for these
criminals
next door.
Hey, by the way, guys, it's L.A. What would L.A. be without choppers?
Yeah.
You guys love police chases.
Yeah, it's
anyway,
a bird.
So, yeah, no, I know that. Like, when someone, God forbid, is drowning, like, you have to approach with caution because they're
slowly.
Fighting for their life.
I was like, Marty, you know, I got you.
That's part of the reason why I started to get in shape, and I will repeat. When I say in shape, I'm not talking about like, yo, like the LA version, like where I'm looking at myself in the mirror going, look how fucking, I'm talking about.
No, but you're in shape.
I was so unhealthy and out of shape. I couldn't walk up 2 flights of stairs without being like, and I always remember an uncle of mine who was a police officer said to me, and he was at the time, this is in the 70s, so they didn't know what cigarettes really did. So he was just smoking like everybody else, and he was getting a little heavier. And some call, whatever, they're chasing some perp up stairs in the building. And he got to the top and was so out of breath. Like, as he's, like, coming up to the landing on the top, he was, like, bent over trying to catch breath. And the perp literally popped out and fucking, like, swung on him and knocked him down the stairs. I was just like, and from that moment, he stopped smoking. He started getting in shape. And he said, if nothing else, stay in shape just in case some shit goes down.
Yeah.
In case you got to go be a hero. Or in case you got to run from somebody or something.
There you go. That's the whole, that should be the title of the episode. Stay in hero shape.
Right. Just enough. Like, yeah, we're not trying to make you like the version of the dude staring in the mirror, how ripped they are. I'm never going to be that. No. I can't be that.
No.
It'll never happen for me. I don't want to be that.
Yo, I'll get you out of a fire. You know what I mean?
Don't get kicked down a flight of stairs.
Right. I could chase somebody if I have to. I can run away from somebody if I have to. Be in like fight or flight shape.
You obviously remember my old apartment, right?
Yeah.
So when I would walk from my old apartment up to, like, Equinox,
yeah,
up that hill.
When that's a workout.
When I first moved into that building years ago, I had started getting in a little bit of shape, but I was still probably like 180.
Yeah.
And I was still smoking a pack a day. I couldn't make it up the hill without taking a break.
Yeah, that's...
I have like this little like 200-yard hill, everyone, to get to like the main street where... It's not my hill. It's the street I lived on was a hill. Picture like a San Francisco like rolling hill.
One of them.
Yeah. And, you know, I would walk up to the gym and I would just have to like hands on my knees. And every now and then I'll get on the treadmill and I'll grab 225s.
Yep.
And I'll just start walking. And you know what? I get it. It's hard. I see why guys who are a little bigger, like their heart's in danger and stuff like that. Because
yeah,
that's walking around carrying 225-pound dumbbells. Like my heart rate was way up and my knees were hurting. My ankles were hurting.
Yo, I just trained for life. Like, I just train, like, to live easier. Like, open a door easier. Close the door easier.
I was a little concerned about you. When I say concerned, I'm not talking about, like, how you looked or, like, the fact that you were putting on weight or anything. I didn't notice that. But, like, you know, it all goes back to one thing. It all goes back to men's league. So what it always goes back to. I feel like a month ago, right before you left to go to the lake, I feel like you and I... like bumped into each other. I gave you like a fake bump, like as a joke, and like I threw your neck out. I'm half your fucking size.
Yeah,
I should not be able to give you a little shoulder check while you were looking. It wasn't even like I hit you from behind.
I think I was suffering from inflammation. It's all about
the raw honey doesn't help inflammation.
No, you caught me at the height of my pizza game. You know what I mean? I was coming in probably half hungover on a Friday at noon.
On a full full gluten pizza.
I was glutened up. I was all glutened up. And when you're glutened up like that, your body is just not ready for that. By the way, you're stronger than you think. So, like, yeah, you weigh less than me.
Come on.
But you come fast. You know what I mean? You come at you fast. And
low center of gravity.
Certain injuries happen to me more often than not. That's one of them. Like, I think I told you about that last time. Like, that's Casey back in the day put a fucking a blind pick on me and shook my whole system
up. He's 6'1".
I know, but
180 pounds and, like, marine-like strength. Right. I'm 5'7 when I'm standing up straight, 152.
But I wasn't looking, so it's like running into a solid table. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like running into
like
a wall.
Like a little fucking fire hydrant.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. You caught me off guard. The body wasn't ready for that.
All right, before we break down your play in men's league, is there another Mike Fit tip that you're leaving? We already got the honey.
We got the coffee. We got the wind sprints.
Because I feel like you're telling me stuff all the time.
Yeah, I mean, always keep it light. Like, as far as, like, I always,
like, you're always
just
like,
keep your belly
stay away
light.
From this.
Keep your belly light before you go to workout. Keep it light. You know what I mean? If you got to have something in the system, just take a couple bites of protein. You got a little steak left over, a couple bites of steak. That'll put some energy in you.
If you had to choose, right, you're going to go work out or you're going to go play basketball, you could only have one thing.
Oof.
Coffee or honey?
Oof.
What do you select?
Wow, that's tough.
You have to pick. You can't have both. You can't have this with that. It's either nothing in your stomach. Nothing.
Coffee.
You just woke up. You got this. Like, a game breaks out. Like, yo, Mike, we need you to come down to the park.
Coffee.
Coffee.
100%. I go coffee.
So this might debunk the actual value of raw, uncooked honey.
No, because if I had to go honey, I got to up it to 2 teaspoons. If I'm going to replace honey and not have any coffee, I gotta go 2 teaspoons of it.
Well, again, people, we're saying
I'll
this,
experiment on myself.
We're saying this to you, and we're calling it "Stay in Hero Shape." That's what the moral of this
stay
talk is.
Stay in hero shape.
Don't be ripped. We don't. There's enough ripped motherfuckers here. We don't need more ripped people.
No,
we just don't.
be in shape enough to just open that heavy door when you got to run out from a fire.
You know, lift up a heavy steel grate.
Right. Save a friend.
You know, yeah.
Be and save a friend.
Change
weight.
A flat tire by yourself without getting out of breath.
Yeah, don't throw your back out changing a tire. That's a good one.
Now,
I've changed many tires.
Your performance last night in men's league basketball.
Let's just say this, okay?
And Lev got in your head right away.
Lev got my head right away. Physically, I came to the gym feeling light,
and you were
strong.
Talking shit about how amazing it's going to be.
I felt good when I got there. Then I got on your team, me, you, and Lev. I have a hard time with Lev. He's just so vocal, and he's just negative, beat you down with the game. All I did was, first of all, I checked a guy that was 10, 15 years younger than me, and he's fast. So on defense, he blew by me the first time.
Couple times, yeah.
All right, I didn't need to hear about that.
Same guy who gave you the free breakdancer shoes.
Yeah, first of all, he cherry-picked anyway. He was already halfway down. I wasn't catching him no matter what. All right, we're going to talk about when I blocked him coming off my left and jumped up.
It's a great block.
SWAT.
I said it's a great block.
About?
You missed a 3-point performance after you left by me. Oof. I put on a display. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, my game went downhill yesterday. It just started going downhill. Physically, I felt good. But
did you get tired at all?
I might have been lighter than I thought. Like, I might not need to be this light right now.
I need
to build my base back
that's
up.
That's Lev's point, where he's like, you know, sometimes the extra weight, you know, doesn't necessarily translate to the basketball court. You're like Kristaps Porzingis. You need that extra weight, bro.
No, I'm going to, trust me, I'm getting out. All I need is a little extra
do you
weight
squat?
In the legs.
Do you squat?
I squat a little bit.
You need to squat. You need to do some squats. Maybe do. You know what you should do? You should do the Stairmaster.
Do I look like I don't squat at all? Do my legs look skinny? And
No, but I'm just saying, like,
I dead weight lift.
I feel like you look. I played 6 games last night.
Unbelievable how fast my body
You played
changes.
2 games, and then you said, "Yo,
I played 3 games." I might have played 2.
You played 2.
Played 1, lost, waited, played another one, left.
Left. Then you looked at me. You're like, "Yo, I'm done."
Well, I had to go do a show last night, so I was out early. I did 2 spots last night.
Are those neighbor kids setting up fireworks?
They're burning bugs.
Bree, set.
Can I yell to them? Should I tell them something?
Check the cameras. Yo,
I got you on camera.
There might be a lot of them, man. I don't know if we should do this out here. It's kind of scary out here, guys.
Me and you get beat up by 3 6-year-olds.
So, you don't like the actual gym, though. Like the big giant, like not Equinox-y, like just big membership gym.
You know, I was at Equinox for 4 years. Were we ever there at the same time? Was it ever?
No, I think I missed you. I don't go there anymore, but I think I missed you.
I was there for 4 straight years, and after a while, I was like, I got a gym in my building. What am I paying all this money for? And Equinox, I couldn't get the workout that I wanted because it was like a social. I'm like trying to just work out. Here comes Pauly Shore, wants to talk about comedy.
Hey, buddy.
You know what I mean? Hey, what's up? We're going to see you tonight.
Great podcast, by the way. Pauly Shore has a great podcast.
I'm sure. I've never been on it. I'll never get asked to be on it.
I've never been on it either. Don't worry.
Yeah, but, you know, it became like a social thing. So I didn't get the workout I wanted. And I like boxing. If I'm going to be in a gym, you know me.
You are a boxer. You're going to go hit a bag and you're going to go do some pad work. But
I'll jump rope all day.
I feel like there are do's and don'ts at a gym. And you know what? Last time on the basketball court, when we did the basketball podcast, we broke down like those stereotypical dudes who come to the game. Like, I feel like there's those same guys at the gym.
100%.
And girls, by the way. I'm not trying to make this a male-female thing, but there's female meatheads at the gym too.
There's some girls wearing makeup and perfume at the gym. You don't need either of those. Nobody needs those.
I have some do's and don'ts. These are my own personal ones. Yeah. Like, I don't, and I'm weird, so I don't think this should be everyone's. I'm not saying, like, this is what you guys at home should all live by. Not that you would anyway. But these are just some things. Like, okay, some do's. You always, you wipe down whatever machine you're using.
Sweat or no sweat.
You just do it. Yeah. Whether you're not breaking the sweat, whatever. Yeah. You just get whatever that is. You just do it.
Yeah. You're a clean freak, but yeah, you do
that
at a public gym.
But if it
100%.
Took 8 minutes, I would say, you know what? Fuck it. Don't do it. It takes 10 seconds.
I agree.
Always have a towel when you're working out. Meaning, like, also, you put the towel down. Like, just a sanitary thing.
You may need it while running.
That being said, there's hand sanitizer stations now everywhere in the gym. I'm all about the cleanliness of a gym. If you see
you're
a hand
clean freak.
It brings me to, you just wipe a little hand sanitizer on your hands. It helps.
Okay.
Similar to, like, trying to just stay focused. Like, even if you don't like listening to music when you work out, you should have earbuds in to at least pretend like you're listening to shit. Make you more unapproachable.
Oh, you think everybody needs to have...
Everyone pretend. Should have earbuds.
I disagree with that.
Why?
Because I don't mind sounds of the gym. I don't mind hearing what the gym's playing that day, unless it's bad music, if the gym's not playing good music. But, like, I don't think everyone needs to have earbuds in to be
unapproachable. Everyone needs to have earbuds in to just give off a level of, like,
privacy.
I'm not going to talk to you if you don't talk to me because I got the earbuds in. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's...
Yeah, but gyms are kind of social. Like, for some people, they're social. Not for me, not for you, but, like, there's a group of people who only go to the gym to get to be social.
See, it's like here's Tinder my problem. When I would go to, like, the bigger gyms where people would try to talk to me, I'd run into friends. I'd run into... It's different. Like, if I ran into you, obviously. Like, yeah. But it's like when you run into, like, that acquaintance who wants to do the Stop and Shop. By the way, these kids... I think they're doing illegal stuff back there.
Firecrackers, snapping pops.
There's fireworks going off.
I hear
there,
a father
guys.
Back there.
I think they're like planning a takeover.
They might take us over in 2 seconds.
We're in hero shape.
I might say something to these kids.
But yeah, like, look, I get the social aspect. Believe me, I don't know. I don't want to be there as it is.
Right.
The gym. I want everyone listening to know. I don't want to. I don't think I'm in good shape again. Like, I'm ripped. I don't even want to be in hero shape, as we called it. Like, if I could be fucking lazy and do nothing and eat whatever the hell I want, I'm choosing that. So it's a job to get up and go to the gym. I don't want to be there. So I definitely don't want to talk to Billy from fucking the club who I knew from 7 years ago about what I thought about train wreck.
You are gonna get approached. You know what I mean? People know who you are.
But you know what I mean? Like, but not only that, I'm not even talking about like the random
calls.
I'm talking about people that you kind of know a little.
Right.
Acquaintances.
Right. But I won't get the half acquaintance approach. You'll get the half acquaintance. If you got a half.
You get it. You're a popular fucking guy. You get that half acquaintance.
No, I'll
approach.
Get someone who You'll I really it. Know. I'm not going to get a half approach. You'll get somebody who kind of met you twice and will want to come up and talk to you. If I met somebody twice, we're not talking. You know what I mean?
I disagree with that a little bit.
No, I'm it's just a All right. social thing.
Well, that the earbud thing couples with my next do, which is make limited eye contact.
Yeah.
And here's
Agree.
Why.
Agree. I don't have to look at anyone.
Meaning don't, and this I guess could go on the don't list, don't stare, and this particularly goes for fellas, like with girls, like don't stare nobody down at the gym. Like, meaning it's easy to stare someone down at the gym. It's just visually you're looking at, there's girls, there's dudes lifting, looking ridiculous. Like, there's a lot of things to look at. It's a fucking melting pot of weirdness.
Yeah, just don't stare as a general rule in life. Like, don't, it's just creepy to stare. Like, I'll check a girl out at the gym. I will check her out. But
don't correct our workouts.
Well, that's on my don'ts list.
I've never
list.
Done that in my life.
We got the don'ts list. My last do list is... If me and you are, there's only 8 people in the gym and there's 5 treadmills and I'm on the treadmill, 4 other open ones. Do you come on the treadmills right next to me?
Hell no.
You leave like 1 or 2 open,
yeah,
right?
I go the furthest away from you.
Just out of distance.
Totally. And I'm an annoying runner anyway. You don't want to be next
to
me.
That's my point. Like, I want to feel the freedom to run as goofily as I want to run. Don't like look over. I hate when people like look at like how much I could feel people looking over at how much time I've been on there, what speed I'm running, what level intensity of a hill I'm going up. Don't judge my fucking stats.
Don't check my speed. You know what I mean? I'll take a picture of my speed and send it out. Don't check my speed.
Is there any other dues that you have that
I mean,
might have glossed over?
No, but it's funny because I know that when I do my wind sprints, I'm long in the arms, like, so I'll like flail a little. And like, I remember Connolly was next to me on a treadmill one time and he goes, "Young, you're the worst person I've ever run next to. I can't run next to you ever
Were you
again.
Like bumping into him?
No, but during my sprints I get heavy arm movement, so I actually don't want to be next to anybody. And plus sprinting, you got to be focused. You can't just like look off into the distance. You'll trip and fall.
Bree, do you have any do's? These are the do's parts, or you want to wait for the don'ts?
Oh, I have a question.
Sure.
You said never correct anyone's workout, which I've never done
That's
at the gym.
That's a don't.
Total
We're
don't.
Get to that.
But what do I do in my little mini building gym when the two funny meathead brothers are boxing with each other in there and they have the worst form and don't know what they're doing? And I haven't done anything yet.
Are they holding pads or are they actually like sparring?
One's holding pads, one's throwing punches. Neither of them know what they're doing. They're both like ripped model dudes and they just don't know what they're doing. So I don't want
to. You say nothing.
And I've said nothing.
You say nothing.
I stay away.
And I wouldn't have felt that way if they were nerdier, but the fact that you said they were ripped model dudes.
Ripped model dudes.
That's what makes me say, you know what? They got a gift already of jeans. So
I'm
you know
looking
what?
At these dudes like, man, you couldn't really go take a lesson.
The hater inside me says, you say nothing. If they were overweight with like some weird kind of fucking
with a nice vibe.
Accent or something, but still had like a sweet face, I'd say go coach him up for a day.
Yeah, no, these guys.
I more so meant like, don't. Guys don't correct girls' workout.
Right.
To hit
gym.
On them, basically.
Well, I saw that 1,000 times at Equinox.
Yeah.
Dudes that is on that. My list of don'ts, which is like, regardless of, leave it for the trainers. Leave it for the, let the trainers go figure it out.
Yeah. Because
you want to know why? I say don't try and correct some, regardless of how knowledgeable you are. I am not very knowledgeable at all. I've had people come up to me and try to tell me how to do shit. Sometimes it helps. Most of the time it doesn't. I've thought to maybe interject, but you know what? You don't know why that person's there. Maybe that person doesn't really want to work out that hard. Maybe that person's just there to get away from something or someone. So why even bother correcting their shit? I disagree with it. Unless you actually feel like they're going to get physically hurt.
Right. Right.
That's
mind
different.
Your right. Mind your own business.
But if
business.
They're doing like air squats and they look kind of goofy, let them look goofy.
They're
there. That's step one in the right direction.
They might have an injury you don't know about.
My next don't. Just keep the small. And this goes with all. Clearly, I'm antisocial. Keep the small talk to a minimum.
Keep it small.
Like, I'm not even saying with me. I'm talking about other people's conversation. Like, now I'm not saying talking to me.
Do you have an art of small talk where you know how to get out of a conversation? Do you have, like, an out that you do?
Yeah, and sometimes I have to repeat it over and over. And like, it's basically as simple as, like, good seeing you, man.
Yeah.
Hope everything's good.
That's so funny.
See you soon.
Sebastian, you know the comedian Sebastian?
Comedian Sebastian.
I've seen him just walk out of a conversation in the middle of it. He doesn't have any kind of social skill like that. Like, he'll just walk away from a guy talking. It's the most genius thing. And he does it so weird, and it works.
And it
nobody
ends the
ever
conversation.
No one ever chases him down. Nobody. It's like a gift. I wish I could walk away from people.
Clearly, I am antisocial, and I am a germaphobe, because you know what? Don't go to the fucking gym if you're sick.
Hell no, I agree.
Some people are like, yo, I'll go sweat it out.
No.
I'll go sweat. No, you're not going to go sweat it out. You're going to get 40 other people sick.
You're coughing
what you're going to do. Like, don't go. It doesn't work like that. Ask Mike. Mike knows a lot about health. Does it work like that, Mike? Can
Hell
you go to the gym
no.
and sweat out a cold?
If I see someone coughing at the gym or even on an airplane, my inner monologue is going, why would you even come
but
out
But airplanes
today?
Are, like, different.
I know, but
airplanes,
I'm saying
airplanes, like,
thought.
Sometimes, I've been on a plane sick before. So you got no choice if you got to go somewhere.
Right.
But the gym?
Right, the gym, you got a choice.
Don't say I'm going to go sweat it out and
get rid of this. No, I'm 100% with you on that.
And get rid of this bird flu?
No, you wrap yourself in a blanket at home and don't come out till you're better.
Next one. Don't sing along with your music.
Hell no, I couldn't agree more.
Which I'm a big fan of the earbuds, as we know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Don't ever sing out loud. I'll check you.
What would you say if you saw me singing?
Hey, bro, do me a favor.
I don't know what you heard about me. What would you say?
I would tap you and I'll go, hey,
what,
man.
Dude, wait, what's up, bro? What?
Yeah, do me a favor. Can you just not sing? I'm just like trying to focus
Sorry,
on my
man,
workout.
But sometimes it takes over my core strength.
Yo, I totally get that. But is it cool if you just don't do that? Can we just agree on that?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll try, man. I'll try.
Cool, I appreciate it.
All right. I don't know what you heard about. I got the magic stick.
Mike and a freestyle.
Yo, I've had somebody change their own music at my gym in my building. A dude came in and put his little box on and played like techno music while I was working out. And this is a good lesson in don't judge people. He was like a model, another modeling
guy. What's up with all the models living in
your
building?
They all live in my building, male models. The guy works for like Marc Jacobs or something. Nice guy. But when I first met him, he comes in, slick haircut, good looking dude. For some reason, you know,
I don't like him already.
You already don't like people that are good looking. You know what I mean? And we're not ugly. But he turns on his techno music, starts working out to it, and I couldn't take it because I can't work out to techno. So I said, hey, bro, do you mind? Do you have any like hip hop or anything? Mm-hmm. So I got him to change it.
Nah, bro, this is EDC shit.
and he had some soft hip hop, like not even what I wanted, but I took it over the techno.
7 o'clock on the dot, I'm in my drop top. That's actually considered R&B, sorry.
Yeah, he was basically playing R&B.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, I judged him early, and the next time I saw him in the gym, he was like the nicest guy ever. He's like, yo, bro, you want to hear some 50 Cent? And he played 50, and I was good. So, don't judge. Don't judge.
You know what? This is off topic.
Yeah.
On topic, but off topic. You know what else? If we're doing this as the etiquette episode, I went to our spot today. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
But it's like a Russian spa bathhouse.
Nice.
I'm in the steam. And I went 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It was me and some other dude there. That's it.
Good
whole
for
place
you.
To myself.
Good for
I'm
you.
I'm in the steam room, though. What's the view on this? If you're alone, you know the spray? Like the lavender, whatever that...
The eucalyptus?
Yeah. Like, do you just spray that no matter who's in there?
No, you say, do you mind if I spray?
See, dude, today, like, I'm in there. And, of course, only two people in the place. We both picked the exact... I walked in. Only person there was in the steam room.
Right.
But I wanted the steam.
Was he old and was he Russian?
No. No and no. No to both.
Okay.
No to both. So I'm in there. And again, I'm following all the gym rules.
Yeah.
Minus the earbud. Like, minimal eye contact. I'm definitely not sick. No small talk. No, I'm
got two towels.
Next thing you know, and I'm like, what the? He fucking let off shots of eucalyptus spray in the sauna.
Yeah.
In the spa. In the whatever it is, steam room.
See,
what's the call there?
I feel like we're getting to that age now where it's like, it's okay to say something to people. Like, it's okay.
Right.
Why do I need to hold back
what I want to say?
Be a grumpy young man. It's okay to say that. Like, why can't you just say, hey, bro, do you, you know, you mind?
Did you have to spray that shit in my fucking eyes?
I'm allergic to eucalyptus. You know what I mean? I don't need that.
Let me cook. You know what? I'll be fine. Let me just go get some raw honey and get rid of this.
Yeah, now I got to go get my double raw honey. Cancel out the eucalyptus in my lungs.
I found myself pondering. I was like, am I allowed to, or am I the dick who's like ruining it for everyone else, even though there's only one other person?
No, you're like me. Like, you won't speak up like that.
No,
like,
I took it, of course. Like, no, I would never in a million years. I took it.
I admire people that can speak up like that. Like,
yeah, but that also makes me, like, no, if I'm with that person who's speaking up,
yeah,
I get hardcore embarrassed.
It's like a skill set, speaking up.
Yeah, but I feel like people who speak up are the people who, like, I don't know, do you send food back?
Oh, yeah. I've sent
food
back. Like,
all the time?
No. But, I mean, I have sent food back.
Like, I've sent food back, like, one time in my life because it was still moving. It was, like, raw.
I'll only send food back if it's, like, some weird allergy thing. Like, I can't eat Parmesan cheese on everything.
Are you allergic to cats and Parmesan cheese?
The shaved Parmesan will give me a stomachache. The shaved Parmesan, not like the gold school.
Yo, motherfucker,
Ajax
that's called lactose intolerant.
I might be lactose intolerant.
No, because you have cheese quesadillas.
That's true. I'm not. I don't know what it is. Parmesan.
You're allergic to shaved Parmesan.
If you put shaved Parmesan on like a Caesar salad or whatever, I can't eat it.
You can never be Italian.
No, I'm close.
You are
but
close.
I can't.
Well,
I love pasta.
I have one more don't for the gym, and this is by far the biggest one, the most important one. Now, these kids are having it. 4th of July is over, and they're letting off fireworks and shit. Do they not
It's
know?
Over, kids. It's over.
Bree? Anyway, the most important rule to me at the gym, and I endorse earbuds, don't take a call.
Absolutely agree.
Unless there is a dire emergency, or unless you are a fucking medical doctor, I don't want to hear you go, eh, I don't want to hear a small talk phone call under no circumstances.
I'll take it to the next level. I don't want to hear about your fake deal that you want to
exactly.
talk in front of people about.
Exactly.
All right, what did Warner Brothers say?
Are we closing today?
Okay, great, great. We'll have that outline ready. Okay,
get it
good.
From turnaround.
Yeah, perfect. When do we go into production? You don't go into production.
And you're probably not even talking to a real person.
Anyone in production isn't talking about it at the gym on the phone. Or if
they're not at the gym.
Yeah, they're in production. I'm so with you. I hate public phone talkers like that. That irks me.
Are we just like a bunch of like wannabe Larry Davids, you and I? Like,
no,
what is this?
It just affects you. It just rubs you the wrong way. You should do a whole thing on like what rubs you the wrong way. That rubs you the wrong way. That
am
rubs
I,
me
like,
the wrong
am
way.
Am I uptight? Does this make me uptight?
Listen, you're my boy for years.
Years?
You are not an uptight dude.
I don't think so.
No, but you are, you like your way, and you are not the most flexible dude I know. You are not that flexible.
You stuck keep, in my ways sort
you,
of shit.
You are a creature of habit. No doubt. It's not a, it's, look, it's working for you. You're one of the most disciplined dudes I know, and it works in your favor.
I'm doing a podcast from my yard.
Good. It shakes you up a little bit. A couple firecrackers in the podcast. I just swallowed a bug. It's all good.
But I want to get Bree back out here because I want to talk about one last thing before we let you go. I want to talk about Snapchat. Are you down to talk about Snapchat?
Totally. I'll tell you this whole Snapchat story.
All right. Let me... Breezy!
Did you guys see what I was doing?
No.
Were you periscoping?
I created a Snapchat for us.
Oh, no. Did you... Are we on it?
Bad for business. Yeah. I got you guys on it.
Really?
But by the time...
How'd you get it?
But by the time I post... We post this episode, the story will be gone. But I'll make sure to
How long
posting.
Does Snapchat stick around for? On your, like, if you make a video, how long?
If you add it to your story, which is public,
yeah,
it stays around for 24 hours. But if you just send it to somebody, it just lasts for 10 seconds.
More important question, Mike. Why do you want to join Snapchat? Are you allowed to say?
Or
you
yeah,
just
I'll
get,
say.
You just want to get into the modern era? Because you're on Twitter. You're not on Instagram, right?
I am, but I
like
do nothing.
Barely. You're, like, inactive. You're one of those, like, oh, Mike Young's on Instagram. I look you up, and you have, like, one follower with one lame-ass picture from the first time you signed up. You're like, yo, I'm going to do this shit every day. And then you never post it again.
I'm the type of person, Jer, like, if I'm not working, if I'm not, like, in the cave writing and I'm not being disciplined on the things that actually I try to do for a living, that aspect of my life, it does nothing for me. I'm not a famous dude. I don't have a show that needs to be promoted right now. Yes, my comedy, like when I go on the road, I could do more social media.
Yeah.
But the return that I get is nothing. Like, it doesn't make sense for me to spend a lot of time on it. Me, personally, I get it. Maybe there'll come a time where, like, if we go back on the road with the Young American Tour that we're doing in November, yes, we'll get social media going strong. But I'm a guilty dude. Like, if I'm not working and, like, doing things to move forward, I don't feel like the social media thing for me moves it forward. You're in a different spot. I like to live in the cave. I'm writing. I can't be on that.
I have it all. I mean, I have an account, but I don't use it. It scares me.
Listen, I got it all too. But I'm saying, even Time Magazine has an article out in their last Time Magazine.
You still read Time Magazine. That's how you know you're talking to Bree's like, I know you know what Time Magazine is, but I know you've never read Time Magazine.
I read Time Magazine all the time.
Really?
All the time?
Yeah, Time all the time.
There you go.
Especially when I fly. I like to read Time when I fly.
I sit corrected.
There you go.
You've seen me.
Jerry had no idea that Bree reads Time.
I've seen you read some other magazines.
News.
There's an article in Time about how much social media... How low the return is on value. Listen, not for everybody. Obviously, there's people out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's a major thing.
Well, some people know. Some people have it and some people don't.
Yo, okay, so let's talk about Snapchat. Let me preface it with this.
I don't know much about it.
I met with Snapchat. I met with the vice president of Snapchat. They brought me into their Santa Monica office on a business tip. They liked something that I had done, written, whatever that you've seen. And they were like, hey, man, maybe you could create some content for us. So I go into Snapchat. I still didn't download Snapchat before the meeting. I didn't even see Snapchat before the meeting. Honest to God. I go in there. The guy's like, here's how you do it. And it's two young dudes. Like, the vice president's, like, younger than me. And the other dude's, like, in fucking flip-flops and a hat backwards. I'm like, what is your job? You know what I mean? Like, are you really at your job? So he's like, check how cool this is. He's like, you could do a video for 10 seconds and circle the part of it. You could draw on a picture and send it to a friend. And I'm like...
You're getting a tutorial?
I'm thinking, why? Why do I want to draw on a picture and send it to a friend? What is the benefit?
You
want to
know why?
Please. Because I know that, like, when you write a story, you write something, that's like you're communicating with people. Like, you're spreading a story, and you are actually, like, it's like metaphysical. Like, you're transcending.
Look, I, again,
obviously,
we're already
wrong.
Past the point where we all need to stop saying, like, well, you know, with social media now. No. Social media is now just a part. Like, there's no.
It's here.
It's like people still act like it's brand new.
Yeah, that's like Connolly's. I was with Connolly one time. He goes, yo, bro, you know the internet's going to be huge. I'm like, yeah, bro.
So I'm saying, like,
over.
And I'm guilty of that too. Like, I think of things now and be like, oh, well, and then also with, like, social media now. It's like, no, stop saying with social media now. Just say with social media, because the now part's already done. Like, it's been now for a minute, but it's just alter egos.
It's
now,
alter
I do
egos,
think that there's some people who know how to use it real well.
No doubt.
And have been able to create something. I can't say I like it or hate it. I'm indifferent about it. I have moments where I think I'm good on it and I'm never good on it. So, but I think there's like an alter ego part of it where, you know, you're just showing people what you want them to see. Like, I want to start the honest fucking Snapchat. Like, show me, I want to see the depressing shit.
Yeah, you want to see my pizza at
That's
2
what
in
I'm
the
saying.
Morning?
Like, let's be honest. Like, why don't we have honest That's Snapchat?
Honest chat?
I'm sure it is. There's no original ideas on this planet anymore. So I'm sure there's a... I wish there was like an app that could detect when you're bullshitting a picture or a video.
Mine is just a bunch of cat videos and drawings on myself. It's stupid.
Listen, the chick I used to date, girl I dated for a minute who kind of moved into my life, lived with me for a year. I didn't even know she was there. She has like been like making some kind of weird comeback. I don't know if she's trying to come back. I don't know what she's doing.
Baby,
so she's like, you got to get on Snapchat. We could talk.
Ooh.
And this is after my Snapchat meeting, and I don't have Snapchat.
And you don't even really.
So yesterday, I'm like, okay, I'll download Snapchat. I'll see if I can figure this out. Literally, it took me hours. I couldn't figure out the download. I didn't know if I was taking a picture or a video. I didn't know what was. Didn't know what my name was. You know what I mean?
I love watching. Like, and I'm not saying you're old, but I love watching someone try to learn
Snapchat. She's like, "What's your username?" I'm like, "It's my email." That's what my username is. It's my
email. You basically gave everyone your
email. I gave everyone my email.
And instead of texting, you have pictures that, like, with the messages and the pictures, because you can write the letters on pictures.
Snapchat's, like, for the kids. And when I say kids, it's, like, anyone under
9 years old.
35.
Like, my little nephew's 11. He does it.
Yeah.
My 15-year-old nephew, they know it. They do it. I don't speak the language.
You don't speak the language of Snapchat. You just stick with Twitter. Twitter's your lane. And honestly, Snapchat, and she wants you on Snapchat. That makes me say, like, she probably wants to send some illicit photos.
No, she's already sent me 3. None are illicit enough. None are illicit enough. One's her
Snapchat,
dog. Then she's smiling. There was a bikini shot.
No, this is the first wave, buddy. Wait.
Yeah.
One day you're going to get a sexy ass pic and be like, oh, why'd you send that? Because there's no, you know, the whole thing with Snapchat, Brie, tell them.
It disappears.
Disappeared.
There's no sir. Even though I do believe
Snapchat,
like,
world, the Snapchat cloud.
Right, someone's keeping that
but
shit somewhere.
You can take a screenshot of a Snapchat, and if you do, the other person can see
right.
that you took a screenshot.
See, that's how someone like you gets caught, right?
Yeah.
Here, this is
you
why.
Didn't know that, did
so,
you?
Like, say
Hell
this
no.
girl sends you like a fucking a sexy pic, right? Now you can't save it, or so you think. But then you, being an old veteran of different things,
yeah,
figure out, oh, well, if I just snapshot this way I could still keep it, screenshot it.
Yeah.
You screenshot it. They already thought of that. Because then she gets a message that says, Mike Young just screenshotted your picture. So she knows you're a creeper. They already thought of that, Mike.
Yeah.
Stay away.
First of all, I don't even need her sexy pictures because she's never going to, like,
there
outdo
should be,
porn.
There
you
should
know
be
a... On
like,
10 seconds?
You know what? We used to make fucking...
You're not going to reciprocate? The sexy pictures on Snapchat.
I mean, yo.
Little
I got
chest hair
chest
picture.
You could draw in some chest
You could put
hair.
A mustache and be like Tom Selleck coming at you.
You know what I mean? I'm in mediocre shape with full chest hair. What am I going to send to her?
You're in lake shape. I could see Mike do pictures from the lake.
Yeah.
There was a minute. I don't know.
No.
Jerry
we're not.
Might
no,
stop
no, no.
The
story. Stop. Hi. I'm stopping it already. No. Okay, too, we said that's too personal. But board games have age warnings on there. Like, 10 and up, 8
yeah.
and up. Like, there should be age warnings on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like
35 and down.
35 and down.
Yeah.
Like, age ranges, like between the ages of 11 and 29.
Yeah. You're right. You're 100% right. It should just be from down. It should be down.
Yeah.
Everything is up. It should be down.
Like, Twitter's like the monopoly.
Right.
You know? And Instagram, I guess, is like the game of life. And then Snapchat, that's like fucking. What?
She circled her stomach.
Dream phone or some shit.
She circled like an area on her stomach. What is that?
Uh-oh. That's what I mean. You gotta start interpreting
your stomach?
Her hieroglyphics.
Like, I get your stomach. I like your stomach. I liked it 5 years ago.
We might just air the Snapchat story. This is I like the Snapchat conversation.
Yeah, but like, what is she even doing? Like,
In my opinion, I would stay away.
You met her. You don't remember though. She came to set a few times back at the last season.
Did I have earbuds in probably like at the gym?
No,
I'm kidding.
She annoyed the whole
cast. I remember her.
Yeah, no, she's very pretty. Very pretty. I don't want to dog her. Very, very funny.
All right, we gotta let you go, but do you feel good to be back? Are you here for a while or are you leaving again?
I feel great to be back.
Are you leaving again?
I'm going to leave for a minute. I cut my trip short.
To come back here.
Yeah, not to business talk, but I came back for a couple meetings. Who doesn't love
meetings?
You can
business talk it. You got a fucking movie coming out soon, right?
Is it coming out soon? It will be out. It'll be out in like 3.5-4 months. Stand-up guy.
The last time you podcasted, it was literally My Man is a Loser just come out like a couple of weeks before, and now we're having you back on. You got another one.
Yeah, I got another movie. A stand-up guy got picked up by The Orchard. Good distribution
company. I know The Orchard. They picked up a little movie called The Life. Y'all should check it out, too.
Yeah, they picked up your movie.
Club Life.
Yeah.
Whoops.
We're in the same family of distribution.
We're in the same family. I remember I saw you when I was shooting Power on the East Coast,
yeah.
And you were shooting, and you just had your indie film beard going.
Indie film,
you had
dried
like the
out.
Warm North Face jacket because it was freezing fucking cold.
Freezing. That winter in New York, this last winter, whooped my butt.
It was the worst.
It crushed me.
It was the worst.
Crushed me. Beat me down good. Came back dehydrated, skinny, but not in shape skinny. Like literally, my mom was like, "You gotta go to the hospital. You look, you're dying.
You're malnutrition."
I was indie filmed out. But yeah, so I came back to do post on that. I had to get in with my composer, and I got a couple shows I'm trying to pitch.
You know what I mean? Secret projects.
Not even secret. I guess oddly enough,
I know there's one about Detroit. What about that one?
Detroit. I had a strong meeting today on Detroit. You know, we got some high level dudes coming in that are talking to me.
See, this is like if Detroit I heard you dudes. At the gym. On the phone talking about this to someone else, I'd be like, yo, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Don't talk about that at the gym, Mike.
Right.
Don't do it.
But I mean, I don't know. Do we talk about this on podcast?
No. Yeah, guys. I just like, I like to hear that you're doing good. I like
Detroit,
to have my friends back.
My Detroit piece that you loved.
Yeah.
1970s gangster shit that I wrote. People are responding to some cool high level people. So we're trying to put the pieces together to take that thing out.
So you're only going back
in a week and a half. I'm going to go back to the lake house because I did not get enough lake.
For how long?
I'm going to go back for like a week, another week and a half, 2 weeks.
Because you know Dom's here
to veg out. We got to get together like immediately.
We already took him to dinner. You weren't back yet. Dominic Lombardozzi, we've had him on this podcast, one of my dear friends from The Wire. Charlie O'Connell's coming back soon. I got you. So like I was saying, the books are closed on new friendships. I don't need it. If you're here and Dom's here and Charlie's here, I got Breezy, my boy Gerard moved from New York. I don't need any new friends. I need acquaintances still.
Yeah.
But like...
No, you close the book quick
on
friends.
The books are closed. No new made members. That's it.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Dom and have our throwing contest. He thinks it's over, but nothing's over.
We've been on the phone twice today.
We didn't tell you about our for our 1 year anniversary.
Oh,
We did a podcast trivia call-in episode, and the one question that everybody kept getting stumped on was, what did the guys throw after dinner one night to prove who had the best
No one
arm?
Could guess it.
No one could guess lemon.
Because we talked about it in the episode with Dom.
Well, we threw lemons the first time, but did we throw limes the second time?
We just stole whatever we could from the bar.
I think we have various fruits.
Listen, the bottom line is this. The only reason Dom even says that he won is because Carlini said that his lime or lemon hit the wall at a high velocity and would have gone further than mine. But there's no proof in anything.
Are you saying you want another?
100%.
All right.
And I'm stronger than I was.
We could probably do it in this back alley.
Oh, we got an alley that's
Oh, this is a beautiful street for a throw.
It is.
We're in the heart of Beverly Hills.
We might have a barbecue on Sunday.
I'll throw it at these kids next door.
All right, when are you leaving? You're here for a minute,
I'm here
though.
For a week and a half. We got time to throw.
All right,
Dom.
Well, I expect to see you at Ball Friday. You better
I'll
be
there.
100%. I'm training because I got a charity tournament August 7th.
Basketball?
Yes.
Really?
Charity game.
In L.A.?
In L.A. for the Stuart Scott's Foundation.
Nice.
ESPN. It's a bunch of celebrities, quote unquote, against like ESPN personalities. Ben Lyons is on your team talking a lot of shit.
He's in our movie. I put him in the movie.
BL's in it.
Did I tell you that?
I think I remember you telling me that. All I know is I got Josh Duhamel on my team.
Can he ball?
I don't know, but he's tall. When I said his name, Bree went, woo.
And he was like, what's that for?
I went, who's on your team? I said, well, Fat Jewish is on the team. And this one out with Josh Duhamel. She went, oh.
And he's like, She's like, why? Why?
That's it. You're not coming now. You're banned from the game.
Yo, I want to come watch the game.
August 7th.
Where? Here in
downtown.
Like, oh, nice.
The Nike downtown court.
You're going to surprise a lot of people. Fast point.
Dude,
guard.
If I could.
I'm going to come be your cheerleader.
All right, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, can't thank you enough. And I want to get you and Dom on the same episode.
Absolutely.
And we're going to hash out some shit.
Yeah, we got to talk about some things.
All right, man. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, boys.
Cut it, Bree. That was a strong. When you see me rolling by, you know that I'll be high. He's walking on that Buddha.
For business.